If you prefer to sleep in, then you are not hearing this right now. For the rest of us, Paul W. Smith is here at 6. And this is the Pre-W. Smith Show with Jeff Sloan on 760 WJR.
All right, good morning indeed. Warming you up for Paul W. in the 6 a.m. hour. We're here on the Pre-W. Smith Show. Mark Pastoria, Kristen Gajawa, Brian Morton. I'm Jeff Sloan. Happy to be with you guys. Now, look, these are tough times, you know, and I saw a story yesterday in the New York Times that I think is really, really telling about how tough these times are. We all know we've come off the pandemic. You know, I mean, we think we're out of the pandemic. There's a lot of uncertainty. I think the pandemic's now behind us, at least the worst of it, certainly. But now it's inflation and all the economic challenges, small businesses being challenged, consumers being challenged with inflation. These are stressful times. These are really stressful times. And the article yesterday in the New York Times, title reads, "Now Health Panel Recommends Anxiety Screening for All Adults Under 65 Years Old." All adults in the U.S. should be screened for anxiety. Why? Well, just what we've said, the guidance comes as Americans are coping with, you know, still carryover illness from the pandemic, the isolation and loss as a result of the pandemic and other stresses, and now inflation, rising crime, all these sensational stories in the media, abortion issues, gun control issues, lots of major, major issues and issues that are dividing the country and creating great stress. And now a panel of medical experts just yesterday recommends for the first time that doctors screen all adult patients under 65 for anxiety guidance that highlights the extraordinary stress levels that have plagued the U.S. since the start of the pandemic. I think that, guys, I mean, we know these are stressful times. If that's not a sign, and I think there's really two things going on here. One, it certainly says, let's come out in the open. We're all under a lot of stress these days, a lot of anxiety, a lot of uncertainty. And so we think adults should be screened. But the other thing that's happened, and this is on the positive side, as we know, mental health issues now out in the open like never before, which is really a great thing. You know, a lot of times because of the stigma associated with mental health issues, people don't admit it. People look the other way. People say it's nothing. I'll be better tomorrow. It's just a little stress, feeling a little blue, whatever it may be. But as we know, these can become very, very serious issues and result in really unfortunate and ugly endings. And of course, no one wants it to go there. So getting screening as part of the protocol for healthcare here in the U.S. is now at the forefront. What do you think about this, guys?
I actually am super happy that you found that article because in a lot of my feeds, you know, you hear about teenagers and children that are struggling with mental health because of the pandemic. So it's nice to also recognize and validate that adults are struggling with that also. So I'm happy somebody wrote the article about that because not only kids, but of course adults are feeling the pain of pandemic inflation, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera.
Yeah, you know, Kristen, that's exactly right. I mean, you know, you have kids.
Yep.
You know that children are stressed these days, you know, because they had a year out of school, maybe 2 years out of school, the study at home, they see the stuff happening on TV all the time and the war in Ukraine and all the rest that's going on in the world these days. You know, it's a lot to handle for adults, for children, and bringing mental health issues out into the open is one of the healthiest, most sensible, smartest things our country, our society can do. And I applaud just the openness and the focus and the attention on this, as much as we put attention on, you know, health issues that are like the flu, get your flu shot every year, you know, anxiety screening, mental health screening. If you have an issue, don't suppress it. Don't put it to the side. Tell a friend or loved one if you need to talk about it. Certainly tell your doctor about it. Go do something about it. There's help these days like never before. And the stigma associated with it is no longer. So a really, really important step in the right direction. And as you said, Kristen, and said, well, we applaud those behind the initiative and are so happy that that we're candid enough and open enough and realistic enough to treat this as a health issue. All right. We're going to head to a break. Back with more in a minute right here on the Pre-W Smith Show.